This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. The U.S. House failed to override President Donald Trump's veto Tuesday of a resolution blocking his emergency declaration at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
It's not a surprise. Even with Democrats controlling the House, there was not the necessary two-thirds majority to override the president's first veto. It's a win in his bid to spend billions more on border barriers, but actually doing it will likely be held up by long court battles. He declared the emergency after Congress authorized far less money than he wanted for the barriers. Both chambers approved a resolution blocking the declaration. He issued the veto almost immediately. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Congressional Democrats are telling the Justice Department they want the full report put together by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This as Republicans say it's time to move on from the investigation of now disproven allegations of collusion between the 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders repeated the president's claim of complete exoneration Monday, despite Mueller's contrary finding on the issue of obstruction of justice.
It is a complete and total exoneration, and here's why. Because the special counsel, they said they couldn't make a decision one way or the other. The way the process works is then they leave that up to the attorney general. The attorney general and the deputy attorney general went through and based their decision on Mueller's investigation. This wasn't based on just their own ideas and their own thinking. It was based on Mueller's investigation.
The Trump administration has told a federal appeals court it wants the entire Affordable Care Act struck down, saying former President Barack Obama's health care law should be declared unconstitutional after Congress repealed one part of it, unpopular fines on people who remain uninsured. The position is at odds with previous statements by leading congressional Republicans who said they did not intend to repeal other parts of the law when they cut out the fines. This is VOA News. Israel's UN ambassador is warning Gaza's Hamas rulers if attacks continue, Hamas leaders will face the might of Israeli military and be buried in the tunnels of Gaza. Hamas fired a rocket Monday that hit a home in central Israel, wounding seven people. Israel responded with airstrikes, and Palestinian militants fired a barrage of rockets before an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire appeared to be taking hold early Tuesday. The attacks caused Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cut short his visit to the United States. AP correspondent Aaron Heeler.
He came back early because of the latest crisis here at home. He'd met in Washington with President Donald Trump. And now that he's back, he's meeting with his top military brass to discuss the latest steps. He's under a lot of pressure politically just 2 weeks before Israeli elections to strike Hamas hard, but at the same time seems wary of being drawn into a full-fledged conflict this close to the election.
That's AP's Aaron Heeler reporting. Before leaving Washington, Netanyahu witnessed President Trump signing an executive order granting U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The United Nations Human Rights Office is calling on the government of Mali to investigate the killing of more than 150 people. The agency says an attack Saturday marks a significant increase in violence. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations reports that over the past year, fighting between the Fulani and Dogon ethnic communities has resulted in the deaths of some 600 women, children, and men. Disputes over land and water between Fulani herders and Dogon hunters are common, but the fighting has grown increasingly violent. The Human Rights Office reports survivors of Saturday's attack, most of them Fulani, said Dogon traditional hunters attacked the village of Ogosagu with automatic weapons and hunting rifles.
VOA's Lisa Schlein reporting. Prosecutors in Chicago, Illinois, dropped false reporting charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Prosecutors abruptly dropped all 16 charges against actor Jussie Smollett, who had been accused of fabricating a racist, homophobic attack on him in downtown Chicago. Smollett said he had been truthful from the beginning. He agreed to forfeit his $10,000 bond, but faces no further charges or requirements.
And I would also like to thank the state of Illinois for attempting to do what's right.
Prosecutors offered no detailed explanation for the charges against the Empire actor or for their sudden dismissal. I'm Warren Levinson.
Chicago's mayor and police chief blasted that decision and stood by the investigation that concluded Jussie Smollett staged a hoax. Get all of your day's news on voanews.com and in the VOA News app. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.